is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama speaks to UN Climate Summit. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment Monday, telling them their progress at a UN Climate Summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved. He first extended his condolences to the people of Paris in the wake of the terrorist attacks earlier this month.
And we salute the people of Paris for insisting this crucial conference go on. An act of defiance that proves nothing will deter us from building the future we want for our children.
He called on the delegations to agree to a system that is transparent and gives them confidence everyone is meeting their commitments. And what specifically is at stake for the African nations at the summit? Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
For months, African negotiators have repeated a sort of mantra as they prepared for climate change talks in Paris. Worldwide 2-degree temperature rise limit, binding agreement, financial help from developed nations. Mongani Majola, a spokesman for President Jacob Zuma, explained from Paris.
We're expecting that there will be some conclusion of the negotiations that started in Durban in 2011 towards a negotiated legally binding agreement will be bound by an agreement.
But as negotiators gather in Paris this week, the most important thing, a solution, is very much up in the air. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Now, the leaders at the summit are indeed working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius. This is VOA News. A group of young girls chanting "God is great" as they greet the Pope's motorcade arriving in Bangui in the Central African Republic. Pope Francis is on his way home now, back to the Vatican, ending his first African trip, which took him to three countries. He flew out of the CAR early Monday afternoon following celebrating a mass. Earlier at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. Together, we must say no to hatred, to revenge, and to violence, particularly that violence which is perpetrated in the name of a religion or of God himself. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down a Russian fighter jet last week along the Turkey-Syrian border. He told reporters after a meeting with NATO chief in Brussels that Turkish forces did their duty to protect the country's airspace. Mr. Davutoğlu said that he hoped Russia would reconsider economic sanctions that President Vladimir Putin announced in response to the incident. The European Union has agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants into Turkey and EU countries. The largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year have passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. Two U.S. senators Sunday said the U.S. should be a part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad they're suggesting the force required may need to be as high as 100,000. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA there are obstacles to creation of a multinational force.
How did you mobilize such a large force in a region which has been largely bereft of a unified policy, number one, where the countries really have very much their own very narrow interests, and they're not going to be able to collaborate together. And the question always will be, who leads this force?
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the troubled Israeli-Palestinian peace process to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other Israeli-occupied territories. Sunday's announcement caps weeks of rising diplomatic tensions with the EU. Beijing and other parts of China experienced some of the worst smog of the year today, even as President Xi Jinping was preparing to meet with other world leaders in Paris to decide what to do about climate change. The air quality in the Chinese capital was considered hazardous, reaching an orange-level pollution alert. Now, it's the second highest designation. Residents were told to stay indoors if possible. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.